My friends, my heart is heavy this morning with a burden to share. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we just want to thank you so much for the Sabbath. We thank you that we can gather here together to hear a message from on high. Father, please break our hearts that we may have a burden for the people around us. Help us to see those around us with your eyes. Put a love in our hearts as Christ loves each and every one of us. Strengthen and empower us, O Lord, from on high, that we may have the spiritual life that is needed to help, encourage, and strengthen and reconnect people with Jesus Christ. We're living in a world, Lord, that is full of craziness. Help us to be a beacon of light. I ask for your Spirit, Lord, to use me as an instrument to speak to your people here today. Cover me with the blood of Christ. May nothing in me, Lord, hinder you from the work that you want me to do right now. Please, may your Spirit work upon each of our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message I have today is entitled, Am I My Brother's Keeper? Am I My Brother's Keeper? Am I responsible to help my brother in whom Christ has brought in connection with me? Helping them to grow spiritually and into connection with Christ and the truth. Inspiration says, we are responsible to God for the souls of those with whom we are brought in contact. And the closer our connections with our fellow men, the greater our responsibility. God has given each and every one of us a little flock, a group of people that we are responsible for. Whether it's our families, it's definitely our families, our neighbors, our friends, the people we work with, the people we come in contact with just the tiniest influence. God wants to use us as instruments of righteousness and aid these people and help them that they may be saved. Inspiration says, if ever a people have need of clearer and increased light from heaven, it is the people whom God has made the repository of his law, the men to whom God has committed sacred trusts need to be spiritualized, elevated, vitalized by the sacred truth they profess to believe. We need to feel our responsibility to give our souls food that will nourish and stimulate spiritual life. Food. What are we feeding ourselves? Are we feeding ourselves stuff that will help us grow spiritually so that we may be used by God as an instrument to restore these people in this little flock that God has given us? Without being spiritual, how can we be used by God to be an instrument of righteousness? Will you turn with me in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading from the New King James Version, Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The Bible reads, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Romans chapter 13 and verse 10 says, "Love works no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." Will we open our eyes to this responsibility and the need to spiritually grow to restore a brother? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are our brother's keeper. My course of action in waking up in the morning, connecting with God, is so important. I gotta get up. I gotta allow God to fill me that I may spiritually grow, so he can use me to help my struggling brother and sister in Christ. Each and every one of us can spend time with God, and we can have a sensitivity to God, that we can hear his voice, that we can hear that small, still voice of the Holy Spirit guiding us on who we should call that day, who we should text message that day, who we need to pray for. Because God sees everything, and he knows that we can help this person who may be on the edge of destruction. This is a great responsibility. Inspiration says, "Shall we not, as a people, awaken to our responsibility? Shall we not carry forward the work for this time while the way is still open for work to be done?" You know, praise God that your mom had a second chance. The work is still open. Do we see these opportunities as second chances with the people that God has brought us in contact with? So just seeing your friend at the store could be a moment for you to give that brother a second chance before he was about to go off into a deeper darkness. Text messaging your friend that the Lord inspired you. Oh, you heard that this guy's not doing so well. He needs a visit. Responding to that, how the Lord brought that to your attention, responding to that may be what is needed to keep a brother from killing his own relative. Do we take? I mean, God knows, and he wants to use us to help these brothers. But we got to be spiritual. For some reason, we feel that we have all the time in the world to procrastinate with responsibilities and do the things in which focuses on self, focus on money, and we leave our God-given responsibilities undone and become too busy doing our own thing. The story of a father busy working, plowing his fields, and his son playing nearby next to a rapid river. As he's plowing, he looks over to his son and he sees his son is okay, so he's secure. So he continues to plow and do his work. He's secure of his son's well-being. All of a sudden he hears, "Help, help!" He looks over and he sees his son holding on to a rock at the bank of the river. in the water. And he tells his son, hold on, son. Let me just plow one more row. You think, how could that be so? How could that be so? Your heart just breaks to see a father do such a thing. But why do we do the very same thing with our brothers and sisters who is lost in spiritual darkness? I would like to read a paragraph from the book Testimonies to the Church, Volume 1, page 114. The chapter is called Thy Brother's Keeper. She says, I saw that many in different places, east and west, were adding farm to farm and land to land and house to house. And they make the cause of God their excuse, saying they do this that they may help the cause. They shackle themselves so that they can be of but little benefit to the cause. Some buy a piece of land and labor with all their might to pay for it. Their time is so occupied that they can spare but little time to pray and serve God and gain strength from Him to overcome their besetments. They are in debt, and when the cause needs their help, they cannot assist, for they must get free from debt first. But as soon as they are free from debt, they are farther from helping the cause than before. For they again involve themselves by adding to their property. They flatter themselves that this course is right, that they will use the avails in the cause, when they are actually laying up treasures here. They love the truth in word, but not in work. They love the cause just as much as their work shows it. They love the world more and the cause of God less. The attraction to earth grows stronger and the attraction to heaven weaker. Their heart is with their treasure. By their example, they say to those around them that they are intending to stay here, that this world is their home. Said the angel, thou art thy brother's keeper. You know, we can be so busy, concerned about our own thing, our own self, that we're not concerned for others. This is a dangerous attitude. Being so busy. Have you heard of the acronym BUSY? Being under Satan's yoke. The root word from business is busy. Busyness, spelt the same as business. I started a business last year in January, deciding to work less hours. Being in control of my time. But the kind of business I started was the most busiest business of them all. I became a handyman. Everyone thinks a handyman can do anything. I'm so piled with business. So piled with work that it consumes me. It consumes my mind and my strength. I gotta hire other people just so I can keep up. One morning, I called my friend who asked me for work. His father picked up the phone, and as I began to converse with his father began to share with me spiritual life. His father began to share with me words of life. And he told me, my friend, and he doesn't know my situation, he told me, if you don't spend an hour a day with God and an hour a day with your wife, you are going to lose your eternal life. My friends, can we gain the whole world and lose our soul? That day I worked with my friend, and I told my friend what his father had told me. And you know what he said? You know what? My father, he spends time with God. And God tells him what to say to certain people and when to say it. And I was like, what? Wow. I needed to hear that. I began to see how this can be a blessing. I want to repeat what I said earlier. We can pray each day that we be sensitive to the voice of God, the Holy Spirit's whisper, that we may know who to minister to. We can be sensitive to know by providence to whom to call and to whom to pray for. Sometimes, I'm going to share with you, this is real experiences, the last couple days. A brother text messages me. I began to share with him the message that I'm presenting to you today. And he tells me, my brother, I am in your flock. You have a huge responsibility. I used to give Bible studies to him long ago. He said, you changed my life. My friend, he told me that I need to talk to this other guy. I text message him. Hey, how about if I'm a busy person, but I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? I want you to visit this guy and pray for him. Text me, hey, you want me to come over to your house and pray for you? He said, are you planning to go to Hilo? I said, no, I'm not. Okay, come over. That very morning, my friends, he almost killed his family member. Are we responding to the call a little bit too late sometimes? A couple days ago, I heard that I should contact this brother. I waited a little bit, but I praise God that he didn't do such a thing. I mean, we got to be sensitive to the voice of God because we are his instruments of righteousness, and God wants us to restore one another. We got to spend time with God in prayer. What's one of my weaknesses? Spending time, prying myself out of bed. It's hard for me, but it's so important that I do so. There's people out there that God wants to use me to encourage. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. We have hope. It's also my New Year's resolution to spend an hour a day with God before the sun rises. So I took my friend's inspired word that I need to spend more time with God and my wife. The next day, that very night, I prayed, Lord, because I know my weakness, Lord, you got to help me to get up in the morning. You got to help me to be on schedule. You never believe how the Lord works. That very morning, I woke up at 3:45 a.m. to a sound like this. My dogs, two dogs, ran up my stairs and is all excited that we forgot to close the kennel gate the night before. They usually get up at 6:30, but for this reason, we forgot to close. And I'm thankful that they didn't realize late in the night and started wandering off. They only realized at 3:45. I'm also thankful that I was up and awake to do my devotions. That morning, I read for 1 hour from the Word of God. And it takes about 1 hour, I noticed, to get through these Bible readings if you follow the daily plan. So I read that, and it was 5 a.m., and I was like, wow, I got so much time now for my business. And I started planning my day. I pull out my list. Oh, when it turns 6 o'clock, I'm going to call up Home Depot so that I can find out if a serviceman can come over and fix the defaulted dishwasher that I installed for this customer. And after that, I'm going to help my wife with breakfast and lunch. I'm going to unload my truck, load up my truck. I think I need some planks, my ladders, 2x4s. What else do I need, Lord? What else do I need, Lord? You need me. So I write on the top of my list, I need God. Prayer. Can it be that we can spend a whole hour reading and not really connecting with God? I knelt down and I prayed, and my mind began to wander about my business. I began to think about, oh, I should work on my website so I can get better advertisements, so I can get more busy. And I began to get anxious about this. I began to just want to get off my knees and go online and start creating my website. And I began to ask God, Lord, what else do I need to do for my business? The Lord, I heard the small, still voice tell me, do not get off your knees until you are anxious for nothing. Do not leave this prayer until you have peace. Right there, I just prayed. I gave my heart to God. I surrendered all my plans and my thoughts. I had told God everything that was upon my heart, my cares, everything. I told him. And then I had this peace. And that morning, I didn't even go on the computer. I just had this peace. And as I awoke, I got up from that prayer, a verse popped in my head, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. The New King James Version says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. We need this type of connection with God. We need a guarded heart and mind to get through our day. Amen? Amen. Temptation is everywhere. Trying to take down our spirituality and disarm us from our spiritual life in order to restore another. How important is it to pray each morning? We know it's important. Mark chapter 1, verse 35 to 39. Mark chapter 1, verse 35 to 39. The Bible reads, now in the morning, having risen a long while before day, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. But he said to them, let us go into the next town that I might preach there also. Because for this purpose I have come forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout Galilee and casting out demons. My friends, I believe people need the Lord Everyone needs the Lord, right? We can't minister to every single person. We're going to get burnt out. We cannot. We need to spend time with God and let God direct us on who to minister to. Jesus right here clearly did not minister to everyone, but God led him, and I believe God will lead you. There may be a cousin. There may be a brother. There may be maybe your wife or your mom. It could be someone that the Lord is going to focus this attention on, this person that you can be involved in today. Because this brother or sister is about to fall into more darkness. Ministry of Healing, page 58, says, all who are under the training of God need the quiet hour for communion with their own heart, with nature, and with God. In them is to be revealed a life that is not in harmony with the world, its customs, or its practices. And they need to have a personal experience in obtaining a knowledge of the will of God. We must individually hear Him speaking to the heart. When every other voice is hushed, and in the quietness we wait before Him, the silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us, be still and know that I am God, Psalms 46:10. This is the effectual preparation for all labor for God. Amidst the hurrying throng and the strain of life's intense activities, he who is thus refreshed will be surrounded with an atmosphere of light and peace. He will receive a new endowment of both physical and mental strength. His life will breathe out a fragrance that will reveal a divine power that will reach men's hearts. That day I hired my friend again. And God impressed me to do so for two reasons. One, to help relieve the workload. And number two, he was a brother that needed encouragement, who needed me to listen to, who needed spiritual life, who could have been leading into a deeper darkness. My wife and I, we worked with him. He began to open up. He began to share with us his spiritual life, how he was struggling. We got to share with him scripture. We got to share with him inspired quotations from Mrs. White. And it brought revival in his life. Just simple things that we know from God's word can be such a huge blessing to someone struggling. But what if my wife and I were not spiritual that day? What if my wife and I was fighting the night before and arguing the night before, and now my spiritual life is not so strong with God, and now I'm not able to be used by God? What if that was the case, my friends? Would my brother be in deeper darkness? We don't know. We don't even think about these things. We should start to think about. My heart is broken for these people in the world. There may be people here today, I don't know, that may be right on the edge of destruction. Souls in which God places in our little flock. We need to be aware. We need to be sensitive to the Spirit so we can help these people. My friends, as I was working that day, I got a phone call from my brother. He tried calling me 4 times that day. I ignored the phone call because I was working. I finally picked it up, and he told me the most heartbreaking news I ever heard. He told me of a friend that I had long ago a friend that used to go to church together with. He told me of this guy who shot two police officers in the legs. And I later found out that when the police surrounded his house, he shot himself in the chest. And he's in police custody right now at Hilo Medical Center. Shootings like this are increasing in the States and even increasing here in the Big Island. But when the shooter is your friend, it breaks your heart. How could a friend from such long ago, who went to the same church school with you, do such a thing? The last I ever talked to him was 10 years ago. And I remember asking him the question, "Do you still go to church?" And he said, "No, not really." And I myself was going to church, but I myself was in a relationship that I shouldn't have been, that was destroying my spiritual life. How could I ever encourage such a brother to restore his spiritual life at the time that I was in? I wasn't able to restore him or reclaim him from sin. The devil kept him. I lost opportunity. We all have friends and family like this. God could use us to restore. When will we start taking the time to do so? Do we take people seriously? When someone comes to us and begins to talk to us about suicide, do we take them seriously? When my friend tells me, "Oh, sometimes I think about robbing a bank. And, you know, if I get caught, I'll just shoot myself." What in the world are you gonna, do you take him seriously enough to say, "Bruh, you better stop talking that way"? Show him in his life that God wants to use him because there's people in his path that only God can use him to help. And I did that. I told my brother that. My friends, will we be spiritually enough, spiritually connected enough to God that we may work with God to restore such souls, restoring them unto the joy of God's salvation? For my last text, I want to share James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." Are we too busy to minister to the little flock that God has entrusted us with? Are we too worn out, beaten and bruised, struggling with temptation, that we're not able to minister to the little flock that God has entrusted us with? Or are we connecting ourselves with God each morning, gaining spiritual life, spiritual power, guidance and direction that we may minister to the little flock that God has entrusted us with? Will you purpose today to connect yourself with God, to gain strength and power? We as God's peculiar people need to wake up and take things seriously. We have no time to waste playing with sin for a season. There are souls out there who need you to be spiritual to restore them. They are your responsibility, and their blood rests upon you. Will you be an instrument of righteousness to allow God to use you? Sometimes we feel like we can't be used by God. Well, we're just the instrument that God uses if we're willing to be used. I was voted the most shyest boy in school. God can use me to speak to you. He can use anybody to help a brother who is in darkness.